playing Fortnite.
Frank, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'll make it to the opening.
What?
Do your script.
Oh, hello and welcome to Ben and Frank's podcast. I'm your weatherman, Dominic. Today's weather is going to be a sunny day, but the lowest is 21 and the highest is 60. Today's November 7th. And today's special guest, drum roll please. Me! Da-da-da-da!
Okay, Frank. What do you think the first question to our special guest should be?
Wonderful question, Frank.
Frank. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dom, box up real quick. What? There's a special guest.
Wait, I gotta do stuff. I got a
box up. Okay. I'm getting a special guest over here. You're like, this is the part of the podcast where it's nonstop talk. Hmm. Okay, so I got our special guest over here, Frank. So,
hear like these cardboard noises in the background. Because that wasn't my intention. Like,
I can barely hear you, Frank. Should delete this recording and make a new one. Good. Okay, Dominic. Dominic wants to talk about a spoiler ahead movie.
Okay, what's the movie?
Eternals.
This is where I leave the chat.
Yeah, I told him I think we should do something else.
No.
But
it's the movie I want to talk about.
Okay.
Here, I'm just gonna like totally turn off my volume and just message me once it's done. Like, I do not want any spoilers.
So, spoiler ahead for anyone watching the podcast. We're gonna talk about the movie Eternals, me and the special guest.
Stop. Where are you?
Just put your Frank, put your phone somewhere.
I'm gonna put it in my candy bag.
Okay.
Okay, to anyone watching the podcast, spoilers ahead. We are talking about the movie Eternal. And so, guess what happened at the end of the movie, guys? I'll tell you. We got introduced to a character that we've never seen before, and guess what? Guess who he is? He is Thanos' brother. But he is whiter than snow, fam.
For real, like his mom did some mad cheating. I just want to know who Thanos' parents are at this point.
And Thanos' brother is an Eternal. And an Eternal,
powerful.
They basically... shut up. They help the new emergence to where a Celestial comes out of the planet, right? And that's what destroys it. Causing new Celestials, causing new galaxies. And,
overall, Eternals is an amazing movie.
It was pretty good. It was kind of boring at parts.
It leaves you on a cliffhanger.
lives you on a big cliffhanger. Because, like, at the end of the movie, not even the end scene credits, like, the last 5 minutes, one of the Eternals' boyfriends was like, so it turns out my family history is kind of complicated.
So does that mean he's also a brother of Thanos?
Or something. And then she gets called up by Galactus, right? Is saying how, like, oh, since the Eternals made sure this emergence wouldn't happen, well, I'm going to come back eventually and see how this planet's doing and give you, it's like a test. And see how good it is and stuff. And,
that's all I got.
And then, yeah, Thanos' brother. And the end scene credits, Thanos' brother arrives.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Frank? Let me, take.
Again?
No, I'm saying like, we're done talking about it.
I was in my room. Like, I would have my hands like on both of my ears, and then like I would let go 1 second just to hear if you're still talking about it, and then close. And I also went to my kitchen and ate a marshmallow.
Okay. Now, what movie or TV show should we talk about next?
Oh, I'm about to give you so much spoilers about Mortal Kombat, bro. You don't even know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So the movie starts out, you know, there's this, like, ninja dude. His name's, like, Hezan or something. And pretty much, like, there's these clans or whatever, and it's, like, Japanese versus Chinese, I guess, and like Bi-Han, which is pretty much Sub-Zero. Yeah, he is Sub-Zero. He murders like his whole family, but what they didn't know is that they had a little sister and they hid her under the floorboard. Okay, now fast forward, you know, a couple minutes into the future, and pretty much, right? There's this guy, I forgot his name, but pretty much, I think it's like Colt or something, I forgot, but, pretty much, and, okay, and you also meet Jack, which is, I guess, the guy's friend, that, I guess they went on tour or something with each other, and, you know, they're, and like, you know, you'd think that it would be this super OP guy. Not yet, not yet.
Right.
But pretty after he loses his home, like talks to his family and everything. They're at like this little restaurant, and all of a sudden like it starts snowing. And the bad realm, the Nether Realm, decided that they were gonna win this tournament before it even started. So they sent Sub-Zero to Earth to kill all the champions, because currently there was a prophecy to Earth, like these champions would arise that would win the tournament for right now. Right? And pretty much like Sub-Zero comes, tries to kill him. Jack rides in on his truck, right? And like casually starts driving away and stuff. And, like, Colt, that's what I'm calling him, Colt, because I forgot his name. He's like, who was that? Like, how he do that? And, okay, tournament, Mortal Kombat, blah, blah, blah. And he turns to, like, this street thing, I guess, like this alleyway. His truck, Sub-Zero's there. Jack and Sub-Zero fight. Jack loses his arms, right? And he's just left there for dead. He rides off. Now, Colt meets this girl in, like, a trailer, which Jack told him to meet. And pretty much they've been researching this dragon symbol, which is on their body, which is how it's chosen tournaments. Also, grand champions, like, they're the champions that served before, right? So, like, if they have a bloodline or whatever, those kids are going to have a dragon symbol, like, as a birth. But, you know, there's, like, this whole bunch of research about it. And, he's like, whoa, what is all this stuff? She tells him, Lizard Dude attacks after we meet Kane. That's what I'm gonna call him. He's like this orange-haired guy, you know? And I guess he's like the scum of the earth, you know? And they kill the lizard. Says something about Raiden's temple. Apparently that's where they used to train. Like, old champions used to train. So they go to Raiden's temple. They start to train. They also learn about this thing called an Akana, which I guess is their power or weapon or whatever. And, like, how you need to unlock that is, like, you need to find out what you love doing or what you care about the most. Right, right, right. So, Kane unlocks his by getting super mad because there's also this hat guy in Fire Guy, right? But Hat and Fire Guy was bullying him and saying, like, you know, hey, oi, mate, give me my egg roll. You know, he's Aussie. I don't know why I'm doing it like a British accent. But pretty much, yeah, you know. And they start training. Big green guy comes for a cult family. He saves them and gets his Akana, which is pretty much like Black Panther's like armor, you know? It stores up energy and then releases it, I guess. Something like that. And he also has like this knife that's like from his ancestor, the ninja guy that I told you about, right? So, big evil guy from Netherrealm, and his warriors come. Raiden puts up shield. They meet Jack, which he gets robot arms, like, you know. So they're fighting. They're all fighting. Like, the warriors from the Netherworld and the Earthrealm. And pretty much what happens is, you know, Hat Guy kills this Teeth Girl, I think, or some girl. Like, the flying girl. And, Hat Guy dies, pretty much. But they think it's the end, apparently. I don't know why. And pretty much, like, you know, they're all pretty good now. That girl, by the way, she don't have a dragon marking. But Kane double-crosses them, gets rid of the shield for him, and, you know, like, does that. Girl kills Kane. Pretty much, yeah. She gets the dragon marking. She gets, like, these super cool things that are put out of her hand that, like, can kill people easy. So, yeah. Jack, by the way, he gets his Akana once this thing falls on the girl. They start a tour together. They're friends, I guess, or whatever. And all of a sudden, he just tries to, like, lift it up, but he can't because the arms aren't his or strong enough or whatever. And he, like, gains these big, strong arms to, like, lift it up. He lifts it up easy, you know? They fight. All of a sudden, like, the ninja guy, like, okay, he trailed him to this place that's full. Guy is summoned somehow, kills Bi-Han, family saved, blah blah blah, the end.
Okay, well,
sorry,
I think
that was, like,
we should,
and it's a spoiler,
it's good.
So I'm like 6 minutes of spoilers right there for Mortal Kombat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about next?
Wait, Kaden, we need Infinite Robo.
What should we talk about then? Maybe something we both know.
Okay. Something we both like. Naruto.
Yeah, okay. You watch Naruto?
I I'm on the last season. I'm like, episode, I don't know. There's so many.
Oh, like Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto.
Me personally, I don't think it's as good as Naruto Shippuden. So
I watched Naruto Shippuden.
Right, get really excited about Naruto Shippuden, because that's when it's so good.
Okay, what's all the animes that you've watched? I'll try to see if it's a good one.
I've watched every Naruto, in the middle of Boruto. What else? Let me think. I watched, what's it called?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'm in the middle of that. I'm in the middle of Demon Slayer. What other animes have I finished? What animes Jesus have Christ, you finished?
I'm the only weeb here.
No, you're not really.
I've watched over probably 30 or 40 animes all in total.
Oh, jeez.
Then I'm pretty much finished. We're on the last episode, so.
Well, I'm hyped for Jujutsu Kaisen, so. It took me,
it probably 24th took, episode, which
is 3 to 2 months finishing just Naruto Shippuden alone. Oh, that was a long series.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Yeah, like, isn't there 9 seasons of Naruto?
Yes. And if Naruto Shippuden had seasons, it'd be 21 seasons. But anyway, there's 500 episodes of Naruto Shippuden. Want me to tell you when Naruto Shippuden's peak, in my opinion, is towards the end, but when it starts, like, ascending to that point, it's like 250, and it, because it's so good.
Yeah. So I say that we've done about 30 minutes of the podcast, so, you know, that's pretty good. So
we're going to have to edit out some parts.
Do you
want to
talk about our friend in the cave?
Our what?
Caden. It's nearing the halfway mark.
I'll tell you at school. But you're going to have to edit out some of this, by the way, Frank. Edit all of them, right? Merge them all, and then re-edit it, and then boom, you got the podcast.
Wait, so I don't know if I can, like, edit, you know, like, cut parts out.
I know, but you're gonna have to try.
I don't know. You ever played Battlefront 2? I'm playing it right now. It's kind of hard. I'm facing a General Grievous, and I'm right. No, I don't think they're really cut out for each other. Like,
yeah,
if they were to fight.
Anyway.
Yeah, come here, General.
Me and them were trying to centralize everyone and our friends of friends and centralize them that play Minecraft. And
what does centralize mean? You have to be more specific.
Frank, gathering everyone up.
Oh, so are we going to do like a big Discord episode server, where like there's
tons of in this guests? One, listen, in this one Discord server. And then it's gonna make things a lot more organized, and it's gonna be better.
I'm so confused, but okay.
And as soon as Dom starts recording on his Twitch, we'll talk about that a little more.
Should I delete this segment or no?
This segment?
Yeah.
No, I think it's good for the viewers to know something is up and coming, and it's going to be big, and we're going to talk about it in the future.
We can really ask the viewers, like, what topic they want us to do next,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But like, I already have an idea for our second and third podcast. Well, our second's going to be true crime, like you said.
Yeah.
And then our third is going to be where the special guest is Caden. And we're going to talk about stuff with him.
I don't know what just happened there, but, like, I went to, like, you know how Dominic did, like, the first weather thing? Jesus Christ, how long did that take to just, like, think of?
It actually only took, like, 5 minutes.
Is that the actual weather?
Yeah. No, we researched everything.
Well, a lot on true crime. So stay tuned for next week, you know?
Yeah.
Right now we're just... And we're learning...
Yeah, this one's going to be a little more... Like, over this week, me and... Well, I'm going to try making a lot more things more organized in my life. Personally... hopefully me is going to help the podcast.
I do, pretty much.
And,
you know?
I think me and you need to be a little more coordinated and maybe write down a few things like questions and what we're going to talk about at different parts.
Yeah, because like currently the viewers, like the only thing that has been like, the only thing on script has been the weather.
Yes.
Perfectly, though. Like, I just, like, listened over it, and it sounded really good.
Okay, that's good. I'll tell them they did good.
So, you know, I'm probably going to have to add all this together. Try to make it one big thing if I can.
Yeah, and then edit out all the bad parts, or at least try.
Well, I think the bad parts, like, they need to understand, you know, like, the viewers, you know, understand, you know, this is our first time, like, you know, we're trying.
Yeah, I think they need to understand that there's going to be mistakes. I mean, obviously.
There's been a lot of mistakes so far. A lot.
But I think the second one's going to be way better.
Yeah, like, we've had to do so much segments, which I think are going to, like,
some research. Write some questions down, write some topics down, write 3 questions, 2 topics, because what, 3 yeah. topics, 2 questions, 3 topics, and that's what I'm going to do as well.
We should really, the viewers, you know, see, like, what they want from us, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said viewers, podcast, listeners. Well,
how about every fifth podcast, like, our fifth podcast? Fifth podcast will be a viewer choice. Like, we'll choose what one of the viewers want, and we'll do it.
Yeah. And maybe on a special day in third period, you know, we'll make a podcast in there.
What?
Like, it's past Christmas month, you know, and that's where a lot of our friends are, right?
No, Frank, we're not going to do that.
It would make sense, you know.
That's going to be really terrible. That one might be worse.
Now we can finally tell AJ that we actually have a job.
Yeah, maybe we could get AJ to be in one. Well, Christmas is coming up, so you might want to ask for stuff then. Maybe everything that Spotify qualifies for, we could ask for, and then...
I'm thinking of, like, you know, like, figuring out how to post podcasts to Spotify, which I think I already found out how to.
I'm trying to
like podcasting software, you know, and then upload it like here.
Maybe I can send you like some terrible video, or like maybe you can practice your editing skills. That way, you're just overall better.
That's like so rude out of context.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
But it does. Like, it sounds so rude out of context, you know? If they didn't have any.
Okay,
context.
It does sound a little bit, but like, bruh.
You know, you should improve your editing skills so you're better.
You always say you're doing nothing so you can call any time. So, like, why not do something, you know?
That's true. Like,
Frank, if you get really good at something, then pursue it, you know? And if you really like something, you should pursue it. Yeah, I'm going to try pursuing the podcast.
I just love the way that we can completely call AJ now that we have like a job.
You should go and to college
like,
with me.
Like, no. I have a job.
You should go to college with me.
To be a professional podcaster.
I know, but I'm saying you should go to college with me just that way you have some like you could do
like New York
degree in like technology and stuff. No, go to NKU. It's
no
trust.
You do know that you just gave the viewers like our location, right? It's not a very like smart thing to do.
Okay, well, I doubt if we ever go to NKU together. We're going to drive to NKU, find us, recognize our voice and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we could potentially say, like, they could.
We live in Northern Kentucky. Y'all, try. We're children, so. You're gonna have to go around
so
being weird
think,
asking
how many listeners
children.
Do you think that we'll get on this first episode?
I doubt. I think maybe two or that like max.
You know, I feel like
I mean,
those are probably gonna be our friends too. Just like Dom.
No, I don't think we should tell them to watch the podcast. I think we should randomize it. You know. I think we should let like these random people on internet find our stuff. Like, let's not try cheating the system and give us a little more views, although that would be smart, but I mean let's see how good we are naturally.
Yeah, also viewers, you know, I'm gonna set up the donating thing pretty soon, so it could really help out the podcast, you know.
When's your bedtime on the weekday?
The weekdays? Like 9:30, yeah. But I don't even sleep. Then I just like I just stay in bed and like stare at the wall till like 1 o'clock. And then I kind of fall asleep.
Yeah, okay. Then maybe you like when do you get home?
What do you mean? From school?
Yeah.
Like 4.
Yeah, you could get some stuff done. Like practice a little bit, maybe, I don't know. Like you could maybe get the donating system up in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You might be able to find an editing and editing for your life. Yeah, you might.
But
editing software that
you know, like I think that the viewers like or why do I keep saying viewers once it's listeners? I'm so used to like YouTube.
Yeah, maybe like I think we should promote other stuff that our friends do and they should and I say and we can tell them to promote us, and we can grow together.
By the way, if there's any like people that can get us sponsored listening, you know, would be appreciated.
50 people, and then we can do their ambassador ads. You realize when we actually do the ads, Frank, we gotta be like, super serious and make it really good.
Yeah, like those ambassador ads or whatever, like you get those after 50 listeners.
I actually heard when I was on Spotify listening to my playlist, right? I actually heard one of the ads.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So, like, that's really cool that it works. So, I mean,
yeah, like, you know, once you're watching YouTube and you kind of see like those that random person like start from okay, YouTuber promoting some.
Yeah, I
and you'll be like, whoa, this is different because like this guy makes funny content. But now he's all serious, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I imagine... No, imagine our first ambassador ad is Amazon, bro.
Jesus Christ.
That would be... That would be horrendous. Jeff Bezos from... By himself, singly chose us to do the ambassador ad as well.
No, so we got really like a company to sponsor us, though. Like, you know, like they would be like, I don't know, like young businessmen working.
And then eventually we'll make merch.
Eventually, we're going to get more professional in this. Eventually.
Yeah.
Just probably not today.
Probably after Christmas, if we get some stuff for it, we'll probably.
I mean, I think
if we don't get it for Christmas and start taking it seriously around the 50th podcast.
I don't know, like, what I'm going to get for Christmas. And, like, I didn't really want anything for Christmas, so I don't know.
So we got touched during summer break, right? So I think this podcast is going to be really good for keeping in touch. And what me and Dom are planning to do is also going to be decent at keeping us in touch. So, I think and seeing each other in person is definitely going to help keep us in touch, but...
Yeah.
So, in school, we need to be more professional, make sure we don't have homework. Like, we gotta make sure we focus on schoolwork.
Yeah.
We need, I hate to say this, but we need a work and life balance.
Well,
I know, Frank, I know if you take it serious, you're gonna be smart.
We should get, like, people that work at our school to listen. Like AJ, you know, like 14-year-olds that work at McDonald's.
Yeah, we can tell her to tell everyone.
Hey, we got a job too, bro.
Yeah, we can. We don't instantly tell her at third period. We'll go, hey, Jay, we also got a job.
Yeah, like.
Frank, the podcast ought to end.
I'm 14. I plan to work at McDonald's too, so.
Yeah, Frank.
Healthy work and life balance.
The podcast is about to end, so we should say something to close it out.
Like, all I can think of is, like, the one person I usually listen to, and that's Ron Mango, which is a true, like, crime.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, let's just not try.
Hopefully you'll see us next time.
Yeah, hear us next time, because they're not going to see us, probably. Unless we do a video.
See ya.
I'm gonna have to edit this to, like, you know, put it in order to, and stuff. So, you know, this is gonna be fun.
See y'all next time.